Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your boy, JP. Just wanted to put a little bit of a disclaimer at the top of this 90-Day Fiancé podcast that I just finished recording with Haley. I'll be honest with you, things definitely went off the rails in this one. This show is a train wreck, so Haley and I were a bit of a train wreck ourselves. We were drinking during this podcast, so the language in this show is a little strong. Nothing too crazy, but stronger than you would normally hear. So if you are sensitive to the F word and other things like that, probably is not the show for you. However, I still think it was very fun if you are into that kind of thing and you are into goofy podcasts that are all over the place and cover a wide array of topics, that I think you will really enjoy this one. So it just depends on what you're into. But if you're into the more serious Big Brother strategy and all that kind of stuff, I would probably skip this one because it's probably not going to be up your alley. So I hope you really enjoy it. This is definitely a little bit different from what you're probably used to, but I had a blast. I'm sure, I know Haley did as well. We talked about this offline afterwards. And I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Ryan Elder, take it away.
It's the reality TV happy hour with Jordan Parhar. Because you can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. My name is Jordan Parhar, and today we've got something a little bit special for you. It's a bonus podcast. We're going to be talking about a show that is one of my personal favorites, not because it's good, but because it is incredibly terrible, and it's like a train wreck. You can't help but look away. I love it so much, and I'm joined by my good pal to talk about this one, somebody who, according to this show, I'm qualified to marry, even though I've never met her in person, and that is the great Haley Strong, ladies and gentlemen. Haley, how are you?
I just opened my can of wine, and I am ready to go on this shit show.
Wow, can of wine, Haley.
Pinot Grigio in a can, Big House Wine Company. Here we go.
Yeah, Haley and I are recording this on a Friday night, so Haley's got the can of wine. I've got some Pabst Blue Ribbon going, so, you know, we're
and yeah, this podcast will not be as big of a shit show as any of these relationships
on
this television show. Like, I guarantee, Jordan, if you and I got married right now, I figure we could have, like, a normal, happy life together.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is, like, not like what you could say about any of these five couples we are about to talk about.
No, definitely not. So, for the uninitiated, if you are unfamiliar, Haley and I are talking about the TLC hit show 90 Day Fiancé today. Season 4 just premiered. Last fall, Haley and I talked about season 3. We talked about the premiere and we talked about the finale, so hopefully we can do something along those lines again this season. But oh my gosh, like, I don't even know where to begin on this show. Haley, explain to the listeners, because I'm sure a vast majority of them that have downloaded this have no idea what this show is and probably haven't watched it. Can you explain to them what exactly 90 Day Fiancé is all about?
I would love to, Jordan. So we follow five couples through their journey of love. One of them is American. One of them is not. All of these couples are looking to get married because they have 90 days from when the foreign person arrives in the United States to get married. So it's basically like following those 90 days of their relationship and how it's awful and probably shouldn't be happening. Like, before last season, you kind of rope me into it. I'm desperate for like podcast attention. Like, you asked me like, hey, would you do this podcast? Because for some reason, me doing a bachelor podcast qualifies me to talk about any show where like a guy's trying to get his D and a V. So here I am talking about 90 Day Fiancé. Last season was the first time I watched, and I thought it was pretty effed up. Like, half the couples, I was like, okay, I believe you guys. The other half, I was like, no. This episode, Jordan, was literally the most effed up 40 minutes of television I have ever viewed. And I've watched a lot of shitty TV. This really is the cherry on top of, like, the weirdest fucking cake I have ever seen.
this show, I beg you, okay, if you're
just
listening
like
to this
watch
podcast,
it. Just watch this.
Watch
premiere
this
and just
show.
Be like happy. This is not you.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly it, Haley. This is my plea to you. If you are feeling down about your life right now, go watch 90 Day Fiancé season 4, the premiere, and you will feel infinitely better about your situation in life, because
like you could be a 28-year-old virgin who still lives in your parents' basement and does not have a job, and like you're still like thumbs up compared to like half these losers.
Haley, that is amazing. 28-year-old virgin that has no job in your parents' basement. The sky is the limit for you, because at least you can like go make something of your life. But these people are fucked. They're screwed.
Yeah, like so. Like let's rewind a bit. Last season, there was a couple people we felt like we could be friends with. Devar and Melanie, we love them.
And actually, Devar, so much.
You added him to Facebook.
Yes, and I still get Devar. I still get all of his updates on Facebook. Him and Melanie are very much in love. So there you go.
Yeah, and I think he's great. Lauren and Alexi,
yeah.
A little messed up, but like, fine. Josh and
Alexandra.
Yeah,
yep.
We love them. They are like
great.
Weird and Mormon, but we love them so much.
Just
like, the
nice
only
people.
One we were very, very down on was Mark and
Nikki.
That was the only one we were down on. And we were still like, hey, Nikki, like, we would totally get a drink in a bar with you.
Yeah,
there's
no,
not one person in this cast that I would want to hang out with.
Not one? There's
like,
gotta be.
Not.
No, Pedro is cool. I would hang out with Pedro.
Yeah, okay. Pedro sounds okay, but. Okay, we'll get to this when we get to him. I fucking hate lateness, and if you're late to an airport, I want to murder you.
Okay, that's a good
I
point.
Would never miss a flight to save my life. I'm there 3 hours before I have to be.
Because
they got free Wi-Fi that works better than at my house, so I'm there.
Haley, that should be the new strategy for you doing the podcast. You should just
go to airports. Yeah, that's going to be great for me staying off of the no-fly list.
What's the closest airport for you? Is it in Niagara or Buffalo?
Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton. Okay.
Hamilton.
Okay. So, okay.
Might be closer. I don't know.
Okay.
I go to Hamilton more often.
Okay. So there we go. But basically, guys, please just turn off this podcast right now. Go watch this show. I beg of you. Just to, like,
it's
maybe
only
not even
40 minutes. You can find it on TLC.com.
Yeah, or maybe not even like find the whole show. Like if you just Google 90 Day Fiancé premiere Yahoo, there was like a recap on Yahoo that kind of showed the couples and what these people look like.
No,
so
no,
then
no.
You
need to watch it just to dive into this experience along with these people.
It's honestly the most insane thing ever. Like, it's just so crazy. Haley, let's just jump into it.
Let's go to this. Okay, you tell me what couple you want to start with.
Okay, so I'm thinking what we should do is so to give everyone a sense of like who we're talking about and to keep things flowing nicely. What we're going to talk about each couple that we were introduced to on the show. We were introduced to 4 of the 5 couples in the premiere. One of them we weren't shown. We'll talk about them at the end. But we'll talk about them in the order in which we were shown them on the episode. And then we will give our predictions in terms of percent-wise what we think the likelihood is as to how long these guys can last or if these guys will last for a while. So let's start with the first couple, Haley. The first couple that we were introduced to was Nicole, who is 22. She's from a small town in Florida. I didn't get the name of it.
It's Bradenton, and I only remember that because that's where the Pirates spring training location is located.
Oh, no way. I did not know that.
Yeah, sorry. My brain is filled with useless things like minor league team names and like spring training stadium locations. So
there you go. The more you know, Haley. That's awesome. So Bradenton, is that what you said?
Or Bradenton, yeah.
Bradenton, okay. See, I've had some beer, so I'm like, I don't know, did I say that right? But okay, so
we're like what are we gonna be like at the end of this?
I don't know, Haley.
Not gonna let us release this.
No. Scott St.
If they know what's right, they're
Scott,
not gonna
Scott,
release
Scott, please, Scott St. Pierre. Please let us release this. Sorry. But yeah, no, this is a real treat for people listening because we know, like, not a ton of
it's
people.
It's a real
are
treat for us.
Yeah, it's a treat for us. And not a lot of people are going to be listening to this. So we figured, you know, like, let's let loose. Let's have some booze and, you know, make this a little more fun for everyone. So, you know, come for the crazy show. Stay for the train wreck that is myself and Haley drunk. Yeah, and it'll be great. Okay, so Nicole is from Bradenton. Azan is from Morocco.
Do you even know where Morocco is, Jordan?
Yes, I actually do. Morocco is, and the main reason why I know where it is geographically is because my sister is going there. She's actually, I think she's there right now.
Your sister's on like this like grand tour.
Yeah, so my sister is backpacking through like Europe, and she was in Portugal, or sorry, she was in Spain. So she went down in Morocco, which is like right across from there, mm-hmm. and then into she's going to Portugal afterwards. But yeah, if I didn't have that going on, I wouldn't have known exactly. I would have been like Nicole. I wouldn't have really known where Morocco was. I knew it was in Africa. I knew it was kind of near Egypt, but.
See, I have a hard time with, like, understanding people who are not good at geography because, like, I've always been, like, a geography person. Like, I literally took a class in university because I heard on the first day you got to fill out a map of Africa, which I completely crushed and I won a bracelet for it.
Oh, wow.
So I knew where Morocco was.
Okay. Impressive.
But I have never tried to marry someone from Morocco, unlike Nicole.
Right. So,
who is 22 and she has a child. Her child is the product of a relationship that she also had online, and she moved to Texas right after high school and then had this baby, and then the guy was like, I'm too young for this, so she moved back to Florida.
Yeah, like what, like, okay.
And her parents are not okay with this, which no! I understand because it's not okay.
So, yeah, like, the thing that really, I mean, it just really struck me. Nicole was like, yeah, you know, I was with this guy, and he, you know, we were 18, and he said he wasn't ready, so I left. And it's like, yeah, it's because you're not ready. Like, what makes you think, you know, after going through that, you've had a kid, your daughter's, like, 2 or however old she is now. Like, you think you're now ready to meet go to Morocco. Go to Africa, a place where a continent that you have never set foot on. It seems I don't think Nicole has ever been outside of like the southern United States. Like, why would you bring this on to yourself? It just makes no sense. She's
a tool.
I'm
25, and I understand that I am not prepared for any aspect of adult life, which I think puts me way ahead of Nicole because it's like she's one of those people who just like. Wholly believes that she is like mature enough to exist, and like she's just like not. Like her parents said it in like the preview, it was like, yeah, bitch is naive. And it's kind of like, oh really? I would never have guessed this.
So let's talk about how she met Azan. So I was a little bit confused as to how this worked. Like it sounded like to me, Haley, that they met on some sort of dating app that lets you find people around the world? Is that what it was?
Oh, I thought it was just like a dating app, like website.
Yeah, no, I think she said it was an app, which like made me think like, is there like, am I, should I be like, do I, is that what like Tinder
no,
Plus
Jordan,
is? Like
no,
if you pay
stop.
More for Tinder, is that what you, do you get like to go to like put yourself in like across the world? Because that would be kind of fun. I think I would enjoy that. I've always wanted to date a British girl. So I think that would be kind of cool. But no, realistically, like I have no idea how these people met. They meet on this dating app, Haley. And she says, 6 months ago, I got a message and my whole life changed. And that message was
6 months? Six months. Like, yes. Like, come on. Like, no. No, 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 no. Like, this is not okay.
And so...
Like, you at 22, after meeting someone 6 months ago, and you have a daughter. Okay, disclaimer, this is the most judgmental I will ever get on a podcast. Like, I am straight up, like, Judge City. Like, no, like, this isn't okay. This is, like, not good adult behavior, especially when you have a real human child. She's like dumping this kid on her sister who looks like she hasn't had her 15th birthday yet for 5 weeks while she goes like tries to like bang this guy she met on the internet.
So Azan,
and yeah, he's hot. I understand.
He's a good looking dude. So we see pictures of him and Nicole. I mean, to describe Nicole for the people that we, you know, who did not watch the episode and are just listening to the podcast. Nicole's
I'm going to use her mother's
yes,
words.
Yes, it was beautiful. It was so good.
She's a beautiful girl, but she's not the most beautiful girl.
That's what
if my mother ever said that about me on television, I would riot.
Haley, that's what my mom used to say about me as a child.
What are you talking about? You're so pretty. You're the prettiest person on your cast. Like, well, don't give me that.
Oh, no, but like when I was a kid, I was like pretty. Oh. I was pretty portly. Like I was.
Yeah, I had to grow into my nose.
Yeah, like I. But no, I feel Nicole like when her mom says that, but like. Her mom is right. Like, Nicole seems like a very nice girl. But, like, in terms of, like, if we're looking at these two, it's kind of, like, you know, we talked last year about DeVar and Melanie. And we said, you know, DeVar is a really – this guy is pretty much built like DeVar. Like, he's a really, like, good-looking guy. You know, it seems like he's in shape. He works out, all this stuff. And at least with Melanie, Melanie was older than DeVar. But Melanie, you know, Melanie took care of herself.
She was very fit.
She was
like
fit.
Her and DeVar had like that.
They had that in common. Yeah, they would go work out together. Whereas Nicole, she doesn't really look like the type that
in
is.
In the
that
preview,
interested.
She said that she doesn't exercise when they went on a walk.
Yeah. So,
like, we're not using any of our own words. We're using words that the TV has shown us. Yeah.
So just Google it. You'll see Nicole and you'll see Azan, and you'll see the difference. Excuse me. Oh, geez. Getting off to a flying start. So basically what happened was they were messaging on this dating app and Azan just said, "Hi, I want to get to know you." And so Nicole said that was very sweet. And then Azan.
Really? Because like the messages I've gotten like that in my like Facebook other inbox are not sweet and cute.
Wait, hi, I want to get to know you. You've never gotten a message like that?
No, I have, but in, like, my Facebook other
file.
And I don't answer that.
Yeah,
message request.
Yeah, you just leave it, right? But I guess she's on this dating app, and, you know, for her, you know, Morocco, I mean, yeah, it's not that far.
I got
from
one
Florida.
On January 4th from Facebook user saying, "Hi, honey."
Was that it?
But they deleted it, so.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I had somebody on Twitter tell me that they knew where I lived the other day. So that was
yikes.
That was very creepy. But yeah, I get some of those on Instagram sometimes too.
Okay, like I guess that's what happens when you're famous adjacent,
right?
Us plebeians never have to worry about that.
When you're on a Canadian reality TV show, you get Instagram.
Were you on Global?
Messages. Yes, I was on Global.
Okay, so you're flying high then.
Yeah, compared
none
to
none of these Slice kids.
Right, none of the Slice Big Brother Canada people. Okay, so anyway, they're messaging and Azan says after 3 weeks, or sorry, Nicole says that after 3 weeks, Azan sent her a message saying, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "Yes, Haley."
What? It took 2 months for my boyfriend to admit that I was his girlfriend. And, like, even now, after, like, a year and a half, like, I'm just not sure if he would admit it to, like, people in public.
Oh, my God. This is, like, the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, this was the first couple we were introduced to. Like, Haley
and we were like, let's give a little bit backstory about how we watched these episodes.
Okay.
So I watched them, and about probably 15 or 20 minutes into the episode, I texted you and was like, this is fucked. And you're like how effed? I'm like the most. And so you're like, okay, I'm starting watching it immediately. And then, so I was like farther ahead than you, and you were like, okay, so like Nicole and Azan are the most effed couple, right? And I'm like, no, it gets worse. And you're like, there's just no way. And it does. It gets worse from here. Like, this is bad.
Yeah,
this is so bad.
Yeah, these guys are pretty tame, like, compared to some of the other ones. Like, I honestly don't think, like, that these guys are that bad. Whereas, but if you look at it compared to the other 90-day seasons, Haley, like, on season two, there was Danielle and Mohammed. Danielle was, like, this 40-plus-year-old woman from, like, Norwalk, Ohio, who was, like, just – I just felt very sorry for her. She clearly had some mental issues. And she was with this guy, Mohammed, from Tunisia, like, super good-looking guy. And it was very similar to this. The only difference is that Nicole is, like, a lot younger. And everybody, like, the whole season was like, Muhammad's not being real. He's fake. And he was, like, the most controversial person ever on 90 Day Fiancé. Azan, is easily, like, on par. He's definitely in, like, the Muhammad range, which tells me, like, this season is going to be the craziest season yet. Because, like you said, this isn't even the worst of it. It's amazing. Like, did you see when they were FaceTiming, like, how happy she was and how what his reaction
absolutely.
Was?
Absolutely. And it was a stark contrast to some of the other couples when they FaceTime. Like, for example, give me 1 second. I was not prepared.
Chantel and Pedro.
No. Matt and Alice.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah,
Matt
yeah,
and
yeah.
Alice, like, phone call. I was like, I believe this. Okay, I'm in. But, like, she was like, I love you. And he was like, love you too. Bye. Like, I'm sorry, girl.
And she was like, oh, I miss you so much. I can't wait to see you. And he's like, yeah, miss you too.
And so it seems like her kind of storyline is going to follow her 5 weeks in Morocco.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
the relationship
know.
Is going to last past that for him to come to America.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a really good point, Haley. I didn't even think about that, but, like, basically how 90 Day Fiancé works is that they just show a bunch. It's kind of like, you know, The Bachelor, how they show tons of previews as to, like, what's going to happen next week or on this season on 90 Day Fiancé. And we saw a bunch of previews for Azan and Nicole. And, yeah, all of them show Nicole in Morocco, where she just stands out like a sore thumb. And I just don't know how this is going to work. And her family was very skeptical about this. We got introduced to Nicole
with reason.
And we got introduced to Nicole at the very beginning of the episode. And, you know, we got introduced to the other couples as the episode went on. And then later we returned to Nicole. She was having a dinner with her family as she was I guess that was her last dinner before she was going to Morocco.
And they basically prayed for her not to get murdered. Like, that they held hands, had a prayer circle, and was like, we hope that Nicole is returned to us, blah, blah. Like, they think she's dead. Dead is good as dead.
Well, the funniest thing was, like, they had so Nicole's parents are divorced. So she's got both the step-parents were there at this thing. Both her actual mom and dad were there, and then her siblings were there. And the stepmom was, like, giving all these stats about, like, how Morocco is, like, evil and all this stuff. And I was just like – I was like, hey, come on. Like, in that sense, like, they're more concerned about her going to Morocco than marrying some random guy that she's never met that proposed to her on a dating app after 3 weeks. And they're not even – like, I wouldn't even be the most concerned about that. I would be most concerned that my daughter – said yes.
I'd be so concerned about a lot of things about this. But, like, I don't think they're totally wrong in believing, like, Nicole didn't know where Morocco was. She does, like, so you cannot tell me that she understands the nuances of the Moroccan culture.
No,
like,
yeah.
She doesn't get the intricacies of being Muslim or, you know, the fact that women aren't allowed to. It's, like, disrespectful for them to wear, like, tank tops in this country or shorts or, you know, like, or she just doesn't understand, like, that holding hands in public isn't acceptable, especially for a couple that's not married. Like, she doesn't get that. And I, like, from the preview, it looks like that's going to be a really big deal in the relationship. And she's just, like, not mature enough to understand that there's going to be those differences.
Yeah, Nicole is how can I describe this?
Like,
Nicole,
she is the type of girl who wants to have her honeymoon at Disneyland.
Yeah, like, she Nicole's a kid. Like, she's 22.
She's 22.
But she's
Jordan,
not,
you just turned 23.
Yeah, but, like, even then,
would you,
like,
be like at your age be like, I'm going to marry someone I've never met halfway across the world from like an extremely different culture?
No, never. And the other thing too, like, but, and I think most people that are, you know, 20, you know, but around our age would say the same thing. But Nicole is just like again, like we said multiple times, she's just so naive and she's so young. Like, she's got the maturity.
She's such a young 22.
She's a young 22. Like, she is like a 16-year-old to me. That's how I viewed her. I
absolutely.
Don't know about you.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah. Like, she has zero life experience outside of moving to Texas and having a baby. But, like, even then, like, she met that, even that dude. Like, didn't she say she met another guy online?
Wouldn't her parents be like, no? Like,
yeah, I would be like, I'd be like, Nicole, you are not going anywhere. You are staying at our house. We're going to help you take care of this kid. And there's nothing you're going to do about it. You, like, you're not going to Morocco.
No, you're not going.
No.
Like, that's a bad idea.
I don't care.
Where is she getting the money?
What, to go to Morocco?
Yeah. TLC.
TLC is paying.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yep. All right. I'll accept that.
But even then, even if TLC is paying for you, no. Like, I'm not doing, like, no. I do not want my kid doing that.
It's like an upsetting situation.
It is. And it's just so, like, like, would you not be so embarrassed by that? Like, watching this back.
Like, unbelievably.
Like, I could not believe it. Like, there's somebody here.
It makes me sad that, like, she just, like, she just doesn't get it.
She doesn't get
any aspect of this. She doesn't get what a big thing it is. Like, it's just, it's so sad.
It's just it's like, you know, when you're watching a rom-com and like the guy does something and it's like so cringeworthy and you just are like, no, like, what? Nah, why are you doing that? Like, that's like what I feel when I see Nicole on the screen. Like, I'm just like,
I need their storyline to be off my television so I could, like, have inner peace.
But, like, this comes back to the feeling better about yourself thing. Like, immediately, like, I felt so good about myself watching these guys because I was just like, what is even happening here? This is just crazy. Okay, Haley, is there anything else we need to...
No, nothing?
Okay.
They're not making it past Morocco. She's not even going to make it the 5 weeks.
Okay, so you're going to say what percent are you putting on this that they get married?
Like -500,000.
-500,000%. I'm going to say 15%. But I would not be shocked if she doesn't make it out of Morocco because he did not seem too impressed with her when she was
aesthetic?
There based on the preview. So they're just not a match. There's just too much going wrong.
And it's not even like a physical match, which is like also off. But it's like I wholeheartedly believe that like people from two cultures could like get married, work perfectly forever and ever. But like she just doesn't understand any aspect of his culture, and that's completely clear.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
And I think that's really like, you know, the nail in the coffin. Besides the fact that this is fucked. That's like 9 nails of 10 in the coffin.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Okay, let's keep it rolling. So first one is out of the way. This next couple, not as bad. I would say these guys. You said to me, Haley, in our text correspondence, you said all of them are fucked except one, and I think this is the one that's like not completely messed up. But even then, these guys still
even
have
then,
issues.
It's like even it's because what my exact text was like 4 out of 5 of these couples are fucked. I would say 4.5 out of these couples are fucked.
Yeah, because half of this is like still kind of messed up. But
I believe in the couple, but I don't believe in like what's going on.
No, definitely not.
So okay,
let's set this
Jordan,
up.
Who are they?
So we've got this next couple is Chantel. She's 25. She's the American.
She's stunningly beautiful. She's smart. She's wonderful. She like volunteers being like a cheer captain. She's in school for nursing. Like she's drop dead gorgeous, this girl.
Yeah. She's like coaching these little like cheerleading girls, like all this stuff. Like she is, her dad coaches basketball. All of her family is very, you know, involved in volunteering. Like she's got a good family. Like this is like, you can't ask for much more out of a woman than what you're getting with Chantel. Like she is pretty much the entire package. Like I saw her and it was like, oh my God, like what is this woman doing on this show? Because like, why would she have to go to some other country to find some guy? Because yeah, you said it. She's stunning. She's got all this stuff going on for her.
But like the circumstances of their relationship is like more believable to me. Like they met through a friend of a friend because Chantel wanted to learn Spanish and Pedro wanted to learn English, so they were like teaching each other. So, like, you know, their bond just kind of built over that. And then she went to Dominican Republic. She went there a couple times. Their relationship grew from that. So, like, I believe that. That's that. I like that. That's fine with me.
Yeah. So Pedro is from the Dominican Republic. That's where they've met. And yeah, this couple to me seem like this season's Lauren and Alexi. Like, because mm-hmm. if you look at them aesthetically, they're a match. And that's, I think that's a huge thing on this show.
He seems cool. He seems fun. Like, he's into it. Like, and we were talking about with the last couple where their phone conversations, Chantel and Pedro, it was like, I love you, baby. Like, you're my world. I'm so excited to see you. I can't wait to be with you.
Yeah. And they can communicate because Chantel can speak Spanish to Pedro, and Pedro's English is weak, but he can still speak English, whereas not a lot of these couples have that connection where they can speak the same, like, within, you know, each other's native tongue. So I think that's another thing that's really going for these guys. Now, the big thing with Chantel is that so Pedro is coming to America. They've gotten engaged. He's coming there for 90 days, and they have to get married. But Chantel has told her parents that Pedro got a student visa, not a K-1 fiancé visa, Haley. So
this is a huge mistake, and it can only go incredibly poorly.
Right? Like, this, I was very like, oh my, as soon as I saw this, I was like, oh no, this is not good. And describe Chantel's parents, Haley, for the audience.
They seem like they'll kick someone's ass.
Yeah,
if,
like,
they cross her daughter.
Yeah, her mom is very strict. Like, I thought my mom was strict when I was a kid. But she maybe was a little bit, but, like, as I got older, my mom eased off and was like, okay, you know, my son is an adult now. He can kind of make his own decisions. But Chantel's mom, like, is still, like, treating Chantel like she's 10. Like, she's like, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. And she's, like, trying to, like, say, like, you got to focus on school and you can't focus on Pedro. And I know you're – and so basically what's happening is that Chantel is moving in with Pedro. They're moving into their own apartment. Chantel has never lived with a man before. But again, they don't know that – the parents don't know that they're getting engaged. So her mom is, like, going off on all this stuff and trying to, you know, she's kind of – she's almost reading her The Riot Act, really. And she says to her, Chantel's mom says, it's a relief he's in the U.S. only until he's done studying. He has to start work.
This is just a huge mistake. It's horrific. Oh, yeah. Oh. And this can only go very poorly. Because if he finds out that her parents don't know they're engaged, like, I would be really upset.
Oh, 100%. Like, but is he in on it? Because
I don't know. I don't know. We're gonna have to see next week.
I think Pedro is in on it because there was a moment when she said to Pedro, she was like, "Hey, Pedro, if you're supposed to be a student, you're gonna have to be able to speak English." Did you remember? Do you remember when she said that?
Yeah,
to him?
I do. Okay,
right.
I do.
So I feel like Pedro must be in on it. So at least Pedro knows. But still, you're just playing fire. Like, be up front. Like, because if.
But I'm, like, extremely, like, an anxious person. And I would be like, why are you embarrassing me? Do you hate me? Do your parents hate me? Do they not want to be with me? Like, true. Do they hate me? Like, what's going on?
Although Pedro does seem like the type that he just doesn't really care too much about a lot of stuff. Like,
I guess. And that's the stark difference between the two of us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think that's the stark difference between Pedro and Chantel. I think that is going to be a problem because Chantel is very much like, she's a go-getter. She is an overachiever. I feel like she's somebody who's exceeded at most things she's done in her life, and she's
done well.
Right? Like, good for her. This is I think Chantel has done an awesome job for a 25-year-old so far in her life. But Pedro just is like, yeah, you know, I'm just hanging out. I go to the gym. And, you know, he's like, so as Haley mentioned earlier, Pedro misses his flight.
I'm, like, offended by that.
So Pedro,
like, offended.
So Chantel, describe what Chantel does.
Oh my god, this is just
Pedro.
Like, I would be, like, crushed with embarrassment if I did that. So she, not like that. So she dressed up. She was like, he treats me like a princess. I want to act like, you know, I want to make an effort for him. Amazing. Love that. So she puts on this beautiful corset and this beautiful dress, does her makeup great, goes to the airport, and she's waiting there for a while, and she's like, what's happening? And he's like, oh, I'm in Florida right now. I missed my, like, you know, she's like, were you late for your plane? And he was like, what? He's like, oh, what? Like, he did what, like, my boyfriend does when I, like, question him about things. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, like, you know, you know. And he's like, yeah, I was late for my plane. She's just like, she's like, she has like a calm reaction.
Yeah, but
I would
like,
have
even then,
lost
like...
my ass. I would have murdered.
Well, like,
I would have been so mad. I would have been like, obviously you're not excited to see me. Like, we're not together. Bye. Like, I would overreact to the nth degree. But I'm an insane person, so.
Okay, I'll text Ethan and let him know. Don't miss any flights for if he ever goes away or anything.
Poor Ethan. Thank God he doesn't ever listen to these podcasts.
Right. What's Ethan's Twitter? I'm going to tweet this to him.
He doesn't have one.
Oh, he doesn't have Twitter? Oh, wow. Wow, you've done well, Haley.
And
that's
why
impressive.
This works.
Wow, that's a smart move. okay, so yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, she kind of was upset. Like, did she say, like, she was crying, wasn't she?
She was.
She
and
was crying.
That,
she didn't completely lose
my
it, but yeah.
Heart. Yeah. Because I totally would have, like, I would have been like that. She, like, put all this effort in. She was so excited. And she's like, I'm gonna cry, like, talking about it. She got, like, she was, like, heartbroken. And it was so sad. She put all this effort into it. And he's just like, yo, miss my flight. And it's like, well, fuck you. Make your flight. It's not that hard.
Well, especially, here's the thing, okay? Like, okay, so he's in Florida. So
there's no flights from Florida to Atlanta.
Well, no,
don't tell me that. I know there's 500,000.
Yeah, Florida to Atlanta is like not that far. They're bordering
states. The states literally touch each other. There's a band called Florida Georgia Line after that state line.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. Like, I don't understand why Pedro doesn't get his shine on and he just drives up, up to Georgia.
Oh my god, did you just like, oh my god, oh my god.
Hey, okay. Hey, it's a good song, it's a good song.
Whatever, I like Florida Georgia Line.
I love Florida Georgia Line too. I was dating this girl earlier this year and I didn't like country like at all. And then, she was like, yeah, you should like listen to country. And I was like, not really. And then I just heard a couple Florida Georgia Line songs. I'm like, you know, I kind of like these guys. These guys are good.
Okay, you know the song, oh shit, what is it? The really good one. Cruz,
yeah, of course.
Chase Rice wrote that.
Yeah, yeah, Chase Rice from Survivor. Okay. I know, yeah. Johnny Fairplay was on a podcast like 4 years ago, and he was bragging. He's like, yeah, Chase Rice. He's like, he wrote Cruz. He's like, number one on iTunes, yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool, Johnny Fairplay, but it's not you. So I love Johnny Fairplay, though. But anyway, yeah, the other thing, though, too, Haley, that boggled my mind was that, okay, I could understand if Pedro missed his flight. Okay, if you're going to be late for your flight, would you not be late for, like, the departing flight from Dominican to Florida? Not the one from the connecting flight from Florida to Georgia, right?
Like, I guess.
That makes it, like, because, like, what the hell did he do? Did
I don't
he
know. Like,
get
I
into Florida? Did
as...
he get in Florida and go to the strip club and think, oh,
maybe,
I can come back? Like,
maybe.
What
no.
person does that? You get on, if you have a connecting flight, you chill in the air. Like, I don't know about you, but like for me, I chill in the airport. I wait until my connecting flight happens.
Oh,
and then
one time, this was a huge mistake and I would not recommend it. I went to Peru on a school trip and one of our group leaders was like, oh, let's go. Like, we had a layover in New York, like for like 4 or 5 hours. Like, let's go into New York. And I was like, okay. And the bus broke down on the highway.
Oh, my God.
So we cabbed into the city, and then we had to, like, take the train back. And it was not a good idea. I was very stressed.
Yeah,
just stay
chill.
In the airport.
Just stay at the airport. Hang out. There's Wi-Fi. As Haley mentioned, free Wi-Fi. Just chill, Pedro. Like just hang out. There's got to be something. Like, or go to sleep. Like, I don't
like,
know.
Like, I understood it as he missed his flight to Atlanta. Like, it was a direct flight to Atlanta. So then he took a flight to Florida, hoping, like, he could make it. faster?
I guess maybe that's what he did. Oh, maybe. I guess that would make more sense. Like, see, I just thought that he had a flight where it was connecting in Florida. But, yeah, I guess that would make more sense.
Because, like, if you miss your connection from Florida to Atlanta, like, there's going to be another one.
Yeah, no, that's true. And
I'm sure there's at least 12 flights from, like, Orlando to Atlanta every single day.
At least, yeah. Oh.
I feel like that's a commuter flight, right?
Yeah, no, it's got to be, yeah. Like, because there's a bunch, yeah, like, if you just think about where, like, just think about where you're close to, the next closest airport, there's lots of, like, for me, Vancouver to Seattle, there's tons of flights there every single day. So, yeah, that would make just too much
sense. Or, like, Toronto, like, for me, like, Toronto, Montreal, there's, like, 9 billion. Yeah. Or Buffalo to New York City, there's, like, 48 billion.
I just feel like Pedro wanted to go to the strip club and he just like took a night off. Like,
you're really going with this narrative that we don't really know anything about.
Yeah, I really think that's what Pedro is doing. I just think that Pedro seems like he wants to have fun and he's in America. And what better way to welcome yourself to America than to go to a strip club?
I guess so.
I don't know. I could just see that happening. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about with Pedro and Chantel?
No.
Okay. So we're going to move on. Oh, okay.
Wait, 90%.
You're saying 90% that they last?
90% for these 90-day fiancés.
Okay. I'm going to go just because of the parents, and I feel like Chantel really respects what her parents say, and I know that her parents are not going to approve about this marriage at all. I'm going to say 75%.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
So, but I'm confident, but, you know, I still think there's some wiggle room.
Ladies.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, we've got two left.
Okay.
I propose we save...
Like 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5. I propose we... And we'll save the half for the end, the ones we didn't see. I propose we save the worst for last.
I agree. I know what you're saying, and I say yes.
Okay. So we'll save the worst for last. So we're going to skip... Even though we saw the worst next, we're going
to
skip
that. I propose for the fourth time that we go to... Matt and Alla.
Okay, so let's go to Matt and Alla.
Get it? Did you find that joke funny?
Yes, fourth time.
Get it? This is the fourth time Matt's been engaged.
Yes, now I get it. Yeah, Matt.
I always find jokes are funnier when you have to explain them.
Right? So Matt is basically Matt. When I first saw Matt, I thought, oh, okay, this is this season's Mark.
He looks like Michael McDonald from Mad TV.
I don't even know who that is. Is that bad?
Oh, my God. How young are you? Okay, just...
Oh, hold on. It's that guy who played... He was, like, in every skit, right?
Yeah.
TV. Like, he had the one... Yes. He totally looks like that guy.
Yep,
that's
sure
such a
does.
Good call. Wow, well done, Haley. That's really
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know exactly
you could
who you're
think,
talking about.
You can thank Big House Wines for that quick... Whatever.
Are you done your can? Are you on another
I'm
one?
Done my can.
Are you on another
done
one?
Done my can. But I had half a cider when I was eating pierogies I got from work.
Nice. So there we go. So we're good.
So
we're
now
good.
I'm here. I have the other half. So okay. I don't even have to move.
Okay.
So we're fine. We're
perfect,
good.
Perfect. Okay. I got half a beer left here too from the beers that I brought with me. So we're good. Okay, so
we've made a huge mistake.
We have
just pulled this on.
This is either going to be remembered as the worst podcast of all time or the greatest podcast of all time.
You
There's
people
no
asked for this.
Yes. Yeah. Just we remember that. Yeah. That's the thing. We had people tweet us asking us to do this. So you know, if you can blame those people. If you don't like this podcast, okay. So Matt is 43. He looks like Michael McDonald. He has been married 3 times. He reminds
that
me.
That was my red flag. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Anybody? Okay. Here's the thing. If you've been married 3 times, you should probably give up.
Mm-hmm. Right? Just date.
Like,
date's
yeah,
fine.
Just date. Like, just have like common law. Like, have a common law relationship. You don't need to get married.
I don't think that exists as much in the United States.
I don't really know. So if you listen to this podcast and you live in the States, let Haley and I know, because we're Canadian and we're ignorant on this, if common law is a thing in the United States. I got to think it is. It has to be. Because there's
right?
A lot, right? I don't know. Anyway, so what's it called? Yeah, Matt, he's not giving up on love. He's been married 3
Good
times.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's, you know.
He's just keeping on trucking.
He's, you know, I respect that. He's very optimistic. He runs a family-owned car dealership. So basically his entire family works with him in Williamstown, Kentucky, which is a suburb of Cincinnati. So I didn't realize Cincinnati, Ohio was that close to...
No, it's like you can, as somebody who has been to Cincinnati, I literally walked over a bridge into Kentucky.
Oh, wow. So there you go.
Like, it's within walking distance.
Okay. So the more you know. So Kentucky is right there.
Yeah.
So
from the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, where the Reds play,
yeah,
you can see Kentucky. Yeah,
oh,
that's a thing.
Okay, yep. There you go. Okay, so Matt's been married 3 times. He was cheated on in his first and third marriages.
But the second one, it fell apart due to other reasons, apparently.
Yeah, we have no idea what that was.
We did not receive information about, which I'm upset about.
Yeah, a little I was a little upset too. It's intriguing. Like what? Like, what exactly was it? Did he – maybe he cheated that time?
Like, no, he doesn't look like a cheater to me.
Yeah, that's actually very
true. He seems – okay, so
– Describe the biggest red flag yeah.
was the 3 marriages. But if I put that out of my mind, I like this relationship.
Interesting. Okay, here's the thing with this one for me. And let's talk about Ala first.
I love Ala.
Okay, Ala.
Do you not love Ala?
Ala seemed like she was pretty solid, but there's just something about her that I don't know, Haley. I can't really put my finger on it, but
right, okay.
But
she's got
a son, Max, which is kind of cool. He's 7. He seems like a nice kid.
And she's, but okay. See, here, I'm going to give you my pros. She's 30, which is definitely younger than Matt's 43, but she's not like 21, which is like creepy.
Yes, that's true.
She seems like a solid individual who's smart. And like when she was talking onto the phone, she was like, I love you, baby. Can't wait to see you. They've met multiple times. He's met her son. She's like moving her son to another country, which I feel like is like a big, like if you're committed, then like that's like a step.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that is a huge step. The fact that she's willing to move him there, although... Well, I don't know. She lives in Kiev, which is like not like it's like a it's not like she's living in a third world country. So that's very true. And her son barely speaks any English. But the thing like that just like the thing that was just really weird is like for me is that I just Matt is just like there's just something about like it's something about him too. It's not just
he's
Ala.
Kind of nerdy, but I think he's cute.
He's kind of nerdy, but like he says that. You know, he couldn't find his reputation in the town was ruined.
Yikes.
Because he was married 3 times.
To be fair to him, there's 4 women in the town over 30.
Yeah, probably.
And 2 of them are married.
True. But he says his best option, Haley, was to go to Eastern Europe.
Yeah, like, see, that's
so
that's
that
like,
doesn't make sense. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, okay, yeah, I can't find anyone in my town, so I'm gonna ignore the rest of my country and my state. And this big city, Cincinnati, which is right next to me. And I'm going to go to Eastern Europe, which is like almost as far away as I possibly can go. Like that I don't buy that narrative at all. Haley, did you pick up on this? I found this to be like this one really weird thing about Matt. And that is like when he talks to Ala, like he talks to her like he's doing like baby talk when he talks to her. Did
mm-hmm,
you know that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like what the hell was that?
Yeah, he's doing that. I think it's one of those things where like, when people will talk to somebody who is not from their country and they go, that way is the bathroom. Do you know what the bathroom is? Oh, we have pizza here. That's, do you know what pizza is? Like kind of that shit.
See, I don't know. I couldn't tell. Maybe it's like a mix of that. And then also too, like I know this one guy who I went to high school with. And every single time I would talk to him, he would talk normally. But whenever he would talk to girls, he would always exactly. I actually do not like this guy at all now because he's an asshole. But he's very arrogant. But like he would always like go up to girls and he'd be like, "Hey, like, what's up? Like,
God.
I'm doing this." I'll be like, "Are you kidding me right now? Like, just talk in your normal voice,
That's not
man.
How your voice sounds, sir."
Yeah, like it's just like, dude, like, just calm down. Like, you're fine. Like, I think it was just because he was nervous around women, but he's like very like super smart guy. So he was like always like he's just super cocky about like his life and how he's better than everyone else. So like I'm glad he has that problem, but Yeah. But anyway, that's kind
but
of
only to
like
only to boys. He couldn't say those things to girls.
Jeez.
What's his name? I'm gonna lurk him on Facebook. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Who, this guy? I'll show you after. I'll show you this guy. He's actually not a terrible looking guy. He's just like, for whatever reason, like he just is terrible in social situations. Like, the guy we'll talk about in a little bit. But anyway, Matt's got a twin brother.
Yes. Who's skinnier than he is.
Yes. He's skinnier than he is.
And who's married according to his ring finger.
Yes. His brother seemed like he was more with it than he was.
His brother was cute. And one of his friends like flipped out on him and said like, I'm not toasting this shit, which I think was like just a scooch dramatic from him.
Yeah, that was like zero. So
it was. Set I would have been really. Would, up, and then like Matt what? Started crying, and I was like crying for him.
Wait,
there was a lot of crying.
Wait,
for
was
me
he
in this
was episode. Was he crying?
Yeah, he cried.
I didn't notice.
He totes cried.
Wow.
He cried.
Wow, he cried. Okay, so set this up, Haley. So they're talking at the dealership. It's like after hours. They're all having a
beer.
Yeah,
because he's like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And then he like looks at his watch. He's like, oh, actually, it's 5:42. So yeah. Like this guy's like a nerd and a half.
Yeah.
And so like they were talking and she – is he going to Ukraine to pick her up or is he just picking her up from the airport?
From the airport.
No, he's just picking her up from the airport.
Airport, yeah.
And so like she's coming tomorrow and they're toasting. And his one D-bag friend, which was, like, a complete D-bag move, was like, I'm not toasting to this. This is stupid. So he, like, walked away. He stormed off like I do when I got in fights with my parents when I was 16 years old.
Yeah, and it was, like, and he didn't even just, like, he didn't even just leave. Like, and he didn't say, it's stupid.
He like, said, threw something on the ground, or maybe I'm making that
no,
up.
No, 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 he did. Like, I think he threw his drink on the ground.
Oh, what a D.
Like, And then he said, he's like, I'm not toasting this. It's fucking stupid. It's like, whoa, calm down, man. Like, that is like, that's a little bit, that's like 0 to 100 real quick. But the like, I get where he's coming from, but like, that's
yes,
not
but
how
it's
you
like, you don't need to be that aggressive.
No.
With this S.
No, right? And then, like, Matt's crying. And then Matt says he remains confident that he, quote, knows her. Like, so no offense, Matt, but like you don't really know her. You've been on vacation with her, what was it, twice?
Yeah, and so like I definitely understand it's like you've only known vacation mode. You haven't known like IRL mode. But if I had to put my money on somebody I'd marry Ala. She's hot and she seems cool.
Yeah, and we saw in the preview she does pole dancing.
Yeah, cool. Teach me that.
Right?
Teach me how to Dougie, girl.
Teach me how to Dougie. I think that'll be that. If I take Doug Martin in our fantasy football league, Haley,
who the
I think
shit
that,
is Doug Martin?
He's a running back on the Tampa Bay Bucks. So that's going to be my team name, I think. Teach
I'm
me
very
how to
excited
Dougie.
For fantasy football this year.
Yeah, me too.
That's my strategy fun. Is always auto draft and hope for the best. And then I usually come like second or third, so it's fine.
You're not going to win, though. It's not going to happen.
Whatever.
Alex Kidwell and I will take you down. It'll be good.
Oh, yeah. We're in the same
Yeah, we're in the same league. We're in the same league, Haley. You didn't even know that. Yeah, Colin Stone invited us. So I'm in your league. I'm in your league this year. So prepare to die.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Anything
else?
Okay,
now I told you my strategy, and now you're going to know.
Now I'm going to know exactly what you do. Okay. So anything you want to add on Matt and Matt and Ala, I feel like we kind of covered it pretty well.
Yeah, they're not like the most exciting thing about Matt is that he's been married 3 times before. Other than that, this feels like okay to me.
What's the percent chance you give them lasting?
65.
Yeah, I think that's like right on the nose. I'd probably say, yeah, I would have said, I was going to say like about 70, but yeah, 65 is like pretty good, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think it's time. Okay, dude, now, why don't
okay.
No, here, why all don't right. we, let's end on a high note. So why don't we just quickly talk about Narkia and Lowo, the couple that we did not see, and then we'll get into this, like, worst couple of all time.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start with the biggest thing about Narkia and Lowo's.
Okay, what's the biggest thing?
He catfished her, and then they're still engaged.
Okay, this...
This is fooked.
Yes. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
it's stupid.
It makes zero sense. So, apparently, Narkia is 36.
And she is beautiful. Like, gorgeous.
Okay, we could say
she's
that.
Maybe she's my type more than your type.
She's maybe your type more than my type.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I thought she was pretty entertaining and funny, so I will give her that, and we barely saw her.
We barely saw her, yeah.
We did barely see her. Lowo, or Aluwo, or whatever his name is, he is from Nigeria, but he is
by way of Vietnam.
Yes. He's got, like, his English is, like, perfectly fine. Yeah. Like, he seems like,
you know. Well, I think, English is the main language in Nigeria.
Oh, I see that.
I'm pretty sure. Let me look.
I'm ignorant. I have no idea. No, hey, Haley, your internet's slow. I'll do it. Let's see.
No, what are you talking about? I'm fine. We're fine.
Nigeria official language. Okay. It is English. It is English.
Yeah, so boom.
Go. Boom. So there we go. How many languages?
You're dancing. You don't know that.
But then we get this story of how they met. So, Haley, you
okay,
watched
so this. You could find this story from their casting video, which Jordan and I both happened to watch before coming on this podcast.
Yeah, so this was not on the episode. We will probably see this on next week's episode. But yeah, if you can't wait, like Haley and I, TLC.com, you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, so the story goes as they found each other on Facebook. Like, it was some sort of, like, Facebook group.
Yeah,
so that, you understood it as?
Yeah, that's what she said. That I didn't really get. Like, I guess a Facebook group for dating or something.
Yeah, so they added each other on Facebook. They were talking. She knew he had a son. She thought that the son's mother had died. But then she, like, found that this, like, guy was Facebook friends with this girl who was, like, the kid's mom. And then she found, like, this guy who is Facebook friends with that mom who is Facebook friends with this guy and turned out, like, was actually that guy. So, Luau said he was from Alabama.
Wait, Luau? Is that his name?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. This is not okay.
Let's just call him O, because the big O, because, like, we don't know until we see the episode. We'll be able to hear his name more. So, we don't want to offend anyone. So, big
We're
O.
We're really trying not to offend people.
Yeah.
Okay. We're trying not. It's
okay.
Not easy.
Okay, so anyway, so Big O and Narkia, yeah, they met on this group, and she basically found out that he was lying, and he had, like, a separate Facebook that was his actual Facebook, and this other one that he was using wasn't actually him, and he was lying and saying he was in Alabama and working at, like, an oil rig, when in fact he was living in Nigeria. Now, she called him out, he lied again, and then she said, no, I know you're lying, and then he came clean. And then she said, okay, I'm done with you. She cut him out of her life. That's what she said. But he kept being annoying with the messages on Facebook. And eventually she just gave in and now they're engaged. Like,
No, that's a blockable offense. Get out of here.
Right? Like that, like the thing I've learned from this episode,
I would never be able to trust anyone again. I'm like, I previously said, my anxiety, like, would not allow for me to handle a relationship consisting of that.
Right? It's just
long distance would not be okay for me.
No, I long distance.
Never
is tough.
Mind, like, long distance and the fact that, like, he was catfish me. Don't catfish me, Jordan. Are you catfish? No, just kidding. I've seen you on television.
Yeah, I'm not catfishing you. I have, like, I've had people try to catfish me, but I know I've
Ew,
got my guard. Yeah,
stop.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally, amazing. Totally. Like, I've
okay,
had
I'm
people...
gonna try and catfish you. You won't know it though.
Okay. So, anyway, yeah, Big O is pretty nuts, but he was, like, persistent. She gave in. The biggest thing I've learned, Haley, from this is that if you are persistent enough with crazy people, eventually they will give in to you. And we will talk more about that with the next couple. But
amazing.
It's just nuts. Anyway, that's pretty much all we know. The other thing is that these guys both have kids. So Big O has
Oh, do
kid.
They? I didn't realize she had kids.
Yeah, so towards the end of the audition video thing that you stopped watching.
Yes, I, like, cut out at 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and a half.
I watched the full thing. I was enthralled by Big O. Big O has a 3-year-old son, and he mentioned that he's thought about getting back with his baby mama, which has been, like, a problem in their relationship, his relationship with Narkia.
Oh, imagine that being an issue.
Right?
Imagine him lying to you about his literal identity, and then being like, I might get back with my baby mama. And then he's like, and then, yeah, like that's a thing. That's not going away.
So good. And then, Narkia has a son as well, Malcolm. He's 11. So
Malcolm is a great underrated name.
It really is. So anyway, they both have kids. The other thing, Haley, that is...
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I don't know if you're ready for this either, but this could lead to a lot of craziness. Big O is from a polygamist family.
Oh, right. I did hear this. Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that
Here's
like...
the thing, though.
Okay,
well. I'm cool with polygamy if everyone involved is, like, A-okay with it. But I couldn't emotionally deal with being in a polygamist relationship.
No, and Narkia clearly, like, she said, like, yeah, he's from a polygamist family, but, like, I don't believe he's into that. But the fact that he's talking to his baby mama still and has talked about getting back with her, I don't know.
Whoa,
Haley.
I didn't think about this. This didn't cross my mind.
Maybe Big O is trying to have two wives on the go. I don't know. So we'll see.
Okay, maybe I would be into polygamy because that's like less time that I have to do things.
Especially if your husband lived in Nigeria or Vietnam, then you could just really chill.
Yeah.
That would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be like a brother husband. You know, have like
But one... as you can tell by the fact that I podcast, like I'm despy for attention at all times.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that was.
Yeah, though. I don't think I'd do well in that environment either. I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm a jealous person, but at the same time, like it's hard not to get a little bit insecure if someone's like constantly, you know,
yeah,
someone's
exactly.
married, someone else is married to your husband or wife. Like that's I don't know. That's a little bit much. Okay, just based on like the little info we've seen, percent chance these guys last
50.
Okay, I'm going to say like 33. I don't think these guys are going to last just cuz he lies too much and her
yep.
family seemed to be out on him based on the previews and he just is like he's a rat. This guy's a rat, Big O. I don't know. He's no Devar. He's not a good dude. So,
oh, we love Devar.
I love Devar.
Give us Devar. Can we just give us a TV show of Devar?
I that's why I hope this and Haley, I don't think we talked about this in the actual show, but before we were recording, there's a new show apparently called After 90 Days that follows couples from 90 mm-hmm. Day Fiancé. So, Devar, our boy, apparently is going to be back on our TV screens. I think it was in September, you said, right?
Yeah, it says September 11th, and we're also going to see more from Daniel Muhammad, who you mentioned earlier
yes.
that they're effed up.
Yes.
And Russ and
Paola. Pow. She went by Pow in season one. She I didn't watch much. Yeah, DJ Palaszczuk. I didn't watch too much of season one, but I do. I am very familiar with these guys.
Also, I wouldn't F a guy named Russ.
Just because of the name?
Yeah. Is there not names like of people you would be like, I'm sorry, I can't date you. Your name is this.
No, definitely not.
Although,
you know what? It would be weird if I dated someone who had my sister's name or.
That would be weird, yeah.
Yeah, or my mom's name. That would weird me out. But otherwise.
Okay, people, tweet us names that of people you would not marry.
I guess we can just jump on then. Move forward, Haley. Let's talk about.
Let's do it. Let's do this.
Okay, Haley, let's do it. Let's talk about the worst couple in the history of 90
Days. Of television.
It might be in television. It could surpass Juan Pablo and Nikki as the worst couple I've ever seen. Haley, I don't even know where to begin on this one. Let's talk about George. And now, just to preface this, George spells his name Jorge, but he goes by George. Like, is that name not Jorge, Haley? J-O-R-G-E.
If you would have asked me to say, what couple is this? I would have said Jorge and Anifsa's. Anifsa. Okay, this is not okay for me.
I creeped these guys on Facebook today, all of them, to see if I could
find them. Of course
you
did.
I did.
Research.
And
Jordan came on and was like, I have so many notes for this, Haley. And then he pushed up his glasses. And I said, I don't have any notes. Bye.
Anfisa Arkhipchenko. So if you want to find Anfisa, it's her last name is A-R-K. So Ark as in Noah's Ark. Hip as in the tragically hip. Chen as in Julie Chen. And K-O as in knockout. That's how you spell her name.
She has 1,000 followers.
I have no idea. I couldn't find. I only found her on Facebook.
Oh my god!
So let's talk about these two. Let's talk about Anfisa first. She is probably the best looking woman that has ever been on this show.
She's so fucking hot. Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, and her Facebook photos. If you see them, you're like, whoa! Like she is. She's something else, Haley. She's got a lot going on. She's a very beautiful woman, and George is not...
a portly fellow who sells weed on the white market.
Yes, George is probably. He's probably. What was the...
She was born in 1995, according to this.
Yeah, so she's 2 years younger than me, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah, so that's pretty nuts.
Let's start with him.
Let's talk about George. Yeah, we don't really need to talk too much about Anfisa because we didn't really see her. She's stunning. She's from Russia. George is a guy, yes. So Haley mentioned he's very overweight. He looks...
Like, that's a bad thing. Like,
no, it's not
I
a
like
bad
his
thing.
Face.
He's like maybe like, you know, cute.
Jordan Parhar is a follower, by the way.
Well, of Anfisa?
But so is Melanie from Melanie and Devar.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I sent her a friend request, but I think it automatically said like that I was following her. So yeah. So you can follow her. I haven't really gotten. I doubt she'll add anybody, but you never know. So yeah. Basically, George, you know, heavier set guy. He is, you know, definitely not the best looking guy. But I think a big thing with George is like, okay, appearance aside. He's not a good guy. Like,
he's a dick.
Yeah, to put it quite
so
frankly.
So the first line we heard from him was like, America's too full of feminists. Meh. Which, like, translate to me as, like, I have the world's tiniest dick. Like, there's no way this guy doesn't have a micropenis. There's a chance.
No. No, it's true. I mean, this guy, unfortunately, yeah, he's probably not well endowed. And that's why, you know, he has a medical marijuana dispensary. And he's, you know, he said he pulls in 6 figures a year. And he said once, you know.
Once it's legal, I'll pull in $40 billion. It's like a mess.
Right? So he's like, he's done well for himself financially. But he said, yes, his past relationships are terrible
because he's terrible, probably.
Because all American women are feminists, and he believes...
Like, just look at Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, not every woman is a feminist.
No, right? Like, I don't understand why he thinks this.
Oh, how dare I believe that I should be paid for the same amount of, like... same amount of work as you do.
It's
blasphemy.
It's completely
asinine.
He believes
that a woman should want to be taken care of.
Yeah, he
like
said,
you want to take care of my student loan, like help your fucking self out, have at her.
Yeah, he says he believes a woman should depend on the man but should not try to compete with them. So I don't understand. I here's the thing. I just think that this guy is like because he likely does
he's
have a
insecure.
Small. He's insecure. He's small, so you know he like feels like he's got to be the breadwinner. He's got to feel like he's doing well in some aspect, so he feels like he has to you know be the provider. Anyway, let's talk about how he met Anfisa Haley. How did George?
Can you remind me?
So
I forgot.
Okay.
They're all blending together.
Okay.
To me.
So this is pretty great. It's probably the greatest way that anyone met someone on this show. So basically, George says that he has a lot of friends that are in Russia, people that he's met through business and other things. And he somehow saw a picture of Anfisa come across his Facebook newsfeed. So he saw her and he says that instantly he fell in love. Okay. So he instantly fell in love by seeing a picture of her. And she's beautiful, but there's a difference between, you know, there's a difference between getting turned on by someone and falling in love
Jordan,
with them.
Jordan, I can't wait to make out with one of the people whose photos you like on Facebook.
That's basically what it is. That's what happened. Except the thing is with George is that, okay, here's, like, George is like, now, Haley, before you were dating Ethan, did you ever use any dating apps?
No, I was, like, painfully single.
Okay. So I am a frequent user of dating apps. So I have Tinder and I have Bumble as a single man. So
do you have Thrinder?
Oh no, what's Thrinder?
It's like Tinder, but for couples who want a threesome.
Oh, whoa, okay. That's
should look into that.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
It's a thing.
Well, I'm not. Okay.
But again, with that polygamy thing we've talked about, maybe that's not the path for you.
Yeah, probably not. anyway, so what the analogy I was going to make is that basically, you know, sometimes, and people listening, you know, maybe you have Tinder or Bumble or one of these apps or Grindr or whatever, and maybe you don't. But like, how a lot of times you'll match with someone or you'll message someone. And you'll message someone and you'll just be like, hey, what's – like someone might say to you, hey, what's up? I don't do that because that's kind of boring, but that's just me.
So wait, what's your thing? What do you do?
So my thing that I do, it's also really stupid, but it actually – it gets a response most times.
Okay.
And usually what I say is I just say the word person's name with an exclamation point. So then they
–
It's simple, but it's different. So like if I match with you, Haley, I would just be like, Haley.
And would you spell my name correctly though?
Oh, of course, because I've seen your name many times. And I would double check that. I actually, it's funny, I matched with a Haley once and I spelled it right and she was very impressed.
Yeah, the Haleys are very impressed when you spell our names, right? Because we're so used to like an I, a rogue I thrown in there that's like, You know that my name is Haley, like holla. I'll let your girl.
So anyway, what happens a lot of times is that sometimes, well, not a lot of times with me necessarily, but sometimes with me, and that is I'll get a message from someone that'll be like, hey. And I won't respond because I'm busy or I just don't want to or I'm, you know, seeing someone else or I'm not that interested in the person, whatever. And then they'll send another message and they'll say, hey. And again, I will ignore it and whatever, and it'll keep going. What George did was he – and usually, you know, the people will usually stop after, like, you know, three times. George messaged –
as one should.
Yes, right? And what George did, though, was he messaged Anfisa 10 times, Haley, 10 times with her not responding. Eventually, when he said something funny, she responded. But 10 times, Haley – like, how desperate
I'm
do you
sure
need
it's
to be?
Only like what he thought in his white boy mind was funny and was not actually funny.
No, and it's just like so obsessive and ridiculous. I just do not understand why he would just do that. But anyway, he sends 10 messages. Eventually she responds.
Because he wants his micro P and a V.
And I guess that's what he's gotten because, finally
now
she responded.
Fianced with whatchamacallit, with
Anfisa. So Anfisa,
and here we are talking about them. So obviously they're doing something okay,
right? So Anfisa and him are a couple now. They've traveled across the world. He says,
by the world he means Europe, and that's it. We've traveled across the world to like Paris and Italy. Like, no, look at a D map.
I agree.
There's more of the world in Europe, so. I mean, yeah. This podcast is basically 90 day, like geography pod.
Yeah, it really. I'm learning that Haley.
Go to Morocco to see Azan. Yeah, man.
Haley, you should just have your own geography podcast. I think we found it.
No one calling. Would listen to that because no one cares.
I would download it though. I wouldn't listen, but I would download.
You d-hole.
I've also confession, I haven't listened to the Bachelor in Paradise rehap up yet for this week, but I will, I promise. I have downloaded though.
I listened to your episode of the Bachelor wrap up.
Yeah, that was last week though. So it's Friday. I still have
still
time.
Did it. I didn't watch those episodes. I mean, okay, didn't impressive. Watch those episodes.
That's impressive.
Holla.
That's impressive. Anyway,
so like, let's move past the fact that this couple does not make sense into the fact that like he's going to pick her up in Russia and she demands he brings a $10,000 Chanel bag. And he's like, how about I buy you a $400 bracelet instead? And she's like, I'm deleting your phone.
Yeah. So that was like the most mind-blowing thing is like he says that he's bought her $70,000, Haley, worth of stuff. In their relationship.
How? What kind of stuff do you need? That's $70,000.
He said jewelry, clothes, and 2 iPhones since they've been dating, which equals $70,000. And she wants a $10,000 Chanel purse. He says no. So he keeps trying
to call her. I think is fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which is the most fair thing he said for this entire segment.
Of course. And so he's like trying to like, he's like, yeah, I'll buy you a bracelet instead. Like, this will be good. And so he's getting ready to fly out to see her, but she won't return any of his calls. He keeps calling her. She doesn't pick up and he doesn't know what to do. And he's getting a little upset.
Okay. Can we just pause this for a second to say like, the next things Jordan says are completely what happened. And it is the most messed up thing you'll ever hear about a relationship. Okay, and go.
Okay. This is probably the most messed up thing I've ever seen on a reality TV show. So George tries to – he's in his hotel room. He stayed at a hotel like right by LAX because he's flying out of LA to go to Russia. And so he's staying in this hotel. He's trying to call her one more time to check in before he goes. And so he – calls her, and as he's calling her first, he calls her, and she's, did you see how she was saved in his phone?
Princess emoji, emoji, emoji.
And not just princess, my princess. And then he's calling her, and like in the call, the funniest thing is you can see, because he's got the phone to his ear, so you can see the screen of his phone still.
I also noticed this, yes.
I died laughing because we saw the preview, so he knew it was going to happen. But like, he's got the phone to his head and you can see the eye, like, you know, when your iPhone resets, it goes black and it's just like the Apple logo. And then it's got like that little white bar in the bottom. So he's like calling
when you reset,
her.
Oh, my God.
He's calling her and he's like got the phone to his head for like a good 5 seconds while that like loading screen of like the reset thing is happening. And he pulls
like, dude, you can't hear a ringing. What are you doing?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would you not notice that? But then so like he pulls his phone down and he looks and he's like, oh, wow, she deleted my phone. And the like, Haley, did you know like this was a thing? Like the producers were in shock. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, the producers were like, he said she deleted my whole, like she erased my phone. And the producer was like, what? What do you mean? How could she do that? And he's like, yeah, she can go on because she has my Apple ID and like erase it. And it's like, why were you doing that? Why does she have your password?
Yeah, like, and it's not just like, it's not like, it's fine if you give her the password for.
No, it's not. It's not okay.
It's definitely okay. It's not okay. But like, maybe for like your Facebook, but like your Apple ID, like, come on. That is just like,
that's
so
like,
stupid.
That's, like, why would you do that? And then what she continued to do was like, she was like, I'm canceling your flight. And then she changed his email password. And then, like, what email that, like, gets sent to is, like, email recovery password. And she, like, he's like, so I don't know if I'm going to Russia because she might have canceled my flight. But I don't know because she hacked my email address.
Yeah, the email thing is just, like, I've never, like, what do you do in that scenario when somebody has, when someone has your Apple ID and they hack into your Apple ID and then they hack into your email and then they change the email, like the recovery email for you so that you can't even like do the like request to change your password. Like, like you're screwed. You're screwed. There's nothing you can do. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this podcast. Don't use the same password for everything. You have a different password for your email than you do for your Apple ID, than you do for all this other stuff. Because otherwise, if one person, if some hacker gets out there, if Anfisa gets out there and gets your shit, you're screwed. But, oh, like, my gosh. It's just, Haley, it's just preposterous. It's crazy. Like, when the producers are shocked, you know that we've seen something that is, like, historic when it comes to reality TV.
Like, I'm... When I saw this, I was just like, oh my ass. Like, how did this happen? How were you so stupid that you gave, like, a basic stranger every password to your life?
Yeah, like I could understand. How? I could understand. I could understand Nicole doing that because she's so naive. But like George, dude, don't you own like a multi-million-dollar marijuana dispensary, bro? Like, clearly he must have inherited. He must have inherited all this money. Like, that's the only.
Must have inherited some money. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Because his sister looked a little like bougie too.
Oh, 100%. And speaking of his sister, I texted
you wanted
Bailey
to
this.
Ask. Have his knees.
His, like, well, that's a little aggressive, but like his I don't know because I don't know how
she was beautiful.
His niece was so they before this all happened, he went on like out for lunch with his sister and his niece, and his niece has got to be like 20 at least.
She's also way more mature than Nicole.
Yes,
because she was like, this is a huge mistake.
Yeah, like his niece was smart and like so attractive. I think her name was. Was it Cassidy or Cassandra? I don't know. But she was like, oh, man, I was just blown away. I was like, whoa, can I please date? Like, I don't know what it is. Every season, like, I loved Mark's daughter last year, and now I love George's niece. Like, every season, it's this like the family members that I just am like, I fall in love with. But whoa.
Because the actual, like, stars of the show are so messed up that it's hard to, like, have any emotion towards them except, like, oh, my God, you're insane.
Yeah, basically, like, I guess that's it. Like, everyone else just seems, like, so incredible in retrospect. But, oh, my gosh, this George, this couple, I don't even think we did it justice. Like, this is the craziest, like, couple I've ever really seen on one of these shows. And I can't imagine.
He wouldn't buy her a $10,000 purse, and then so she changed his email password.
Yeah, it's just so
extreme. He was just like, oh, she's just what was the word he used to describe her? Bratty?
He said she's being bratty. Yeah, she's like, oh, she's being a bit of a brat. It's like,
this is more than brat. It's like a literal insane person.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like,
he's not kidding us.
No, it's just crazy. But it's, you know, Haley, this is what happens. If you look like that, you can get away with crap like that, which pisses me off. I hate that. Like, why in the world? As soon as someone did that to me, if I was him, I'd be like, all right, I'm good. I'm done. Like, see you later. Yeah, like, absolutely. It was fun.
After I'm just spending, like, $70,000 on that person and then them pulling this stuff?
Yeah.
No. That's not happening.
Yeah, I would just cut my losses. I'd just get the hell out of there. Like, I mean, I guess he's invested.
There's no one that hot in the world. Like, Jake Gyllenhaal comes up to me and pulls that stuff. Like, sorry, Jake Gyllenhaal.
I agree. Nobody is worth that money. I mean, for me, I'm just trying to think what my comparison would be. Like, Selena Gomez or Rachel McAdams. Rachel McAdams, I would. Selena Gomez is amazing. Yeah. You don't like Selena Gomez?
I love Selena Gomez. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, right? And Rachel McAdams, I'd be like, oh, of course. But outside of that, yeah. I was thinking maybe Kayla from The Bachelor, but definitely no.
yes, but like maybe no, but no, yes, no.
But maybe, maybe.
Okay, yes.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. But no, 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 no. Anyway, Haley, anything we need to add on these guys? I mean, we saw the previews.
This is the worst. They, like, this is awful. They're going to get married, but it's only because he's rich.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And we saw in the previews, George is, like, screaming at her in his car. And she's saying, like, you have to, I don't know. She's, like, she's trying to, like, convince him. I don't know what she's trying to, like, get him to do. Like, she's, like, talking to him, saying, like, yeah, I want – I guess the purse is what she's like, trying to negotiate. But it's just complete and utter chaos, and it's incredible. I just loved this. I didn't want the show to end the entire time. I was just blown away by the fact that this show could get even crazier, Haley.
Yes, this is the most insane season of this television show.
And it's one episode. I mean, I can't imagine what's going to happen the rest of the way, but I am very excited. And I can't believe that we've gone over an hour talking about this show. We've gone well over an hour. We've gone like, oh man, this is like, we're talking, I mean, we spent more time.
This is less time than I was expecting us to do for, so this is okay.
Okay, so that's good. Well, we're actually, we're past midnight on the East Coast, so so we've gone a long time. You're not. I'm impressed, Haley, that you've lasted this long. I'm very.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to work in the morning, I'm usually fine.
Yeah, that's the same with me. All right, is there anything else then, Haley, that we need to add for people?
Watch the show. Just watch the premiere.
Watch the show. That's really the biggest.
You've made it through this podcast and haven't like stopped it to watch the premiere. Like, watch it.
Yeah, and if you made it through this podcast and you didn't stop and you kept through our fantasy football talk and through our geography and everything we talked about, you are a true friend of the podcast, seriously. Like, you are amazing. If you made it, like, my mom isn't even going to listen to this all the way through.
Oh, my God. Your parents are my new favorite followers of 2016. Like, your mom makes me feel so good about myself.
Yeah, my mom is a very big fan of your podcast. I didn't.
Oh
realize,
my god, that's like an honor.
I didn't even realize until like a few weeks ago that my mom listened to you guys. She was like, "Yeah, I listened to Amy and Haley." I was like, "Wait, what?"
She like live tweets the show to us, and it's like beautiful.
A few weeks ago, you didn't live tweet, and my mom was like, "Jordan, oh my god, Haley didn't live tweet." And I was like, "Yeah, it's because she's like away." She's like, "Oh."
The fact
know,
that
I
could
doing.
Be like a dinner conversation topic at your table, like, is like, it makes my heart swell.
It's very, very, it's very entertaining. I enjoy it quite a bit. Okay, I think we're good then. Watch this show, guys.
Wow,
you
How
guys
did we
are
get
amazing.
Here?
We need a. One, before we get to the hashtag, you can subscribe to the podcast. robiswebsite.com/happyhour. I'm not even going to ask for reviews today just because today's probably...
The reviews will be like, this was
what
a
is
mistake.
This? I think this is a fun show, Haley. I had a ton of fun. Sorry to Scott St. Pierre for putting this on the feed.
You're too good for this.
Yeah, right. I really think that this is not up to par. But I've had a great time. This has been a lot of fun.
Has anyone ever used that joke before?
No. Normally it's a subparhar. That's the joke. That's what my friends call me at school. Jordan subparhar. It's very creative.
I usually get like, oh, like more like smell strong. And it's like, okay.
That sucks. Whatever. That's not even funny. No. Okay. Hashtag, what are we going to go with? Hashtag, what do we want to go with?
You pick. I don't care. I don't know.
Oh, man. Jeez, that's hard. I kind of hashtag shine on.
Okay, works for me.
Hashtag shine on. Or I'll let you pick. Hashtag shine on or hashtag luau.
Do it both. Give me both of those.
Okay, so you can follow Haley on Twitter. She's at @hstrong_, and you can find her every week on the Bachelor in Paradise Wrap Up, talking about Bachelor in Paradise. And once that's over, she'll be back talking about the Bachelor, Bachelorette again in January. So that'll be fun with Amy. So that's a really great show. So definitely check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to Reality TV Wrap Ups on iTunes, robinswebsite.com/wrapups. You'll get this show. You'll get Haley and Amy's show. You will get Brent Walgamont, Mike Bloom, and Ali Lasher's new show covering RuPaul's
Drag
Race.
I am desperately excited for that.
I've never seen it,
RuPaul's,
but I want to watch it.
Oh, my God. It is the best. Like, I am not kidding. This is not hyperbolic. It is the best show on television, RuPaul's Drag Race. It's, like, the best combination of America's Next Top Model, Last Comic Standing, and Project Runway. It is the most perfect piece of television. It's so funny, so heartwarming, so beautiful. I watched the premiere of All Stars 2 this morning, and it lived up to my heart hype. And so I'm so excited for the Mike Bloom, Brent Walgamont, Ali Lasher podcast. That's coming probably this weekend at some point.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be good. So check that out if you haven't already. We will, I won't be, just a reminder to everybody, I won't be here, Monday. I will, this upcoming Monday for the usual, happy hour time slot because I've got other stuff going on, but Mike Bloom is going to fill in and host.
Was worried that I wouldn't have a podcast to fall asleep to next week.
you fall asleep to it too. I've had a few people mention that they go to sleep.
I do. Last night I fell asleep to this Mondays.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. It's not that I think it's like so boring. It puts me to sleep. It's just that it's like comforting.
Okay. Yeah. No, I do that with podcast. I do that with Bill Simmons. So I'm happy to know that I'm in that category for you, Haley. So thank you.
I'm probably going to have like a weird dream about you in the next like few weeks. So I'll fill you in on that.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Happy
Hour. We've made a huge mistake.
You guys are incredible if you listen to this all the way through. You're amazing. Seriously, if you made it all the way to the end, I beg you, please, please, please tweet Haley and I and let us know, because we want to know who you are, and I want to personally thank you for listening to this show. So tweet us and use the hashtag. And leave some comments at robhaswebsite.com as well. That's going to do it, guys. Thank you so much. For Haley Strong, I'm Jordan Parhar. Hashtag shine on. Hashtag luau. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P. R-H-A-P. Reality TV. We're happy hour. Reality TV. We're happy hour.
The theme song of the Reality TV We're Happy Hour is written and performed by Ryan Elder. Check out more of his work at ryanelder.music.com.